Svarno Parshas Dvarim. So the Svarno has an introduction to Parshas Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim rather. And he says that the Sefer Dvarim is Moshe telling Klal Yisrael now that he's not going to go with them into Eretz Yisrael. So here's all the things they need to know, all the way through what will happen to them at the end of times. That's all the way when you get to Hazino, he has all the Nevuah about what will happen to Klal Yisrael, Lasid Lavo. So it's a repeat of the Torah. It's everything they need to know when they go into Eretz Yisrael and what they need to know, Lasid Lavo, all the way through the end. And then when Moshe dies, and the Torah tells us that Moshe was the greatest Navi that ever was and ever will be. So what was the point of that? This is really just as almost like a side point, really relevant to the last Pesukim in Mezos HaBracha, why it mentions that Moshe was the greatest Navi, but he talks about it here, and he says this is an important inyan in Hashkafa, because we have to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that ever lived, so that you know no one can ever come later and change it. In fact, Moshe reached a level of Nevuah that was not humanly possible to reach. Drosh HaSaran says the same thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu was, Hashem gave him, put him on a higher level than humanly a person could get, for that reason, so that no one else could ever come later and say, oh, I'm a bigger Navi and I contradict what Moshe says. No. Moshe Rabbeinu was a higher level. He was supernaturally high. He reached a Darga of Nevuah that humans can't reach, exactly because he was giving us the Torah, and it had to be that the Torah would be forever and nobody would come making up other Nevuahs later. Now that part, the Drosh HaSaran says too. The Svarna here says something that I don't recall anybody else saying, not that I know everything, but I certainly Drosh HaSaran did not say this. He extends it to Aaron, not about Nevuah, but he says Aaron was also the greatest Kohen that will ever live, so that the Kedusha should continue on from him until his forever and ever from his descendants. And so I don't know exactly what that means to be the greatest Kohen Gadol, but there was some supernatural level of Kahuna that Aaron reached, because he had to be able to pass on Kahuna to all generations, so he was also raised to a higher level of Kahuna. Okay, I don't know what exactly refers to, some kind of hachana for it, I don't know. Anyway, so he extends that to Aaron, he also reached a super high level of Kahuna. Okay, next. So again, we have the Klal Yisrael, when it says, Be'er Yedein Be'eretz Moab Hu'ilim Moshe Be'eretz Terazos. Why in this place? Because this was their last stop, and Moshe had given up being able to get into Eretz Yisrael, so he had to teach them everything that they would need to learn. And then Moshe gives them some history, that before they sinned, things were supposed to go really great. They were that they were supposed to go straight into Eretz Yisrael, and they were supposed to conquer it without firing a shot. They were just supposed to walk in, and everybody would have been scared and run away. That's what was supposed to happen. Nobody would be killed, nothing. They would just all run away, and Klal Yisrael would have the Beis HaMikdash immediately and all that. So that's Reina Satav Nechem Asaretz, Por Rishuosa, and nobody would have had a fight. But that's not what happened. And their sins caused them that they did have to go to war. And it's he says, Eicha Solavadi Tachachem Masachem Rivchem. I couldn't handle it by myself, all your Tirchem Masas and Rivchem. So Sforna says, by Rivchem, your fights, that's talking about, you know, things that need a base in, like people fighting each other about money. So he says, the Sforno says that the Torah records this, but Moshe was telling this to them, to give them Musar, that, you know, had you not sinned, we would have been going into Eretz Yisrael without firing a shot, and every base of Migdash. What are you fighting so much about money? Like, none of this is going to be relevant in nothing in a week or whatever, you know. It's all would have been like the Gula Asida, like, they would have gone in straight away, everything would have been great, got the Torah, go straight in, no Averus. But you're still fighting. And I got to the level where every 10 Jews needed a dying if you do the math. Anyway, this is all because you guys are bums, whatever. May Royal leave. That was giving them Musar. Okay, later then it says you asked to send spies. And here we have, like from Parsha Shlach, the pasuk that needs explanation, or maybe, I don't know what you call it, controversial, you know. It says, Vayitav b'nei adavar. It sounds like Moshe was good with the idea of sending spies. So you have to explain why that would be. So different Rishonim have different explanations, but the Svarno says, I mean, you can look, Rashi right here says, it's because I thought if I went there and I didn't, you know, I didn't say, no, don't send a spy, so then you wouldn't need to send them at all. You would just trust me because I let you do it. Now, but then it ended up that you really didn't trust me. And so that's why originally it was Vayitav b'nei adavar. That's Rashi. Anyway, this foreigner here says that it was good in my eyes because I thought the following. This is interesting. Remember, they weren't supposed to conquer Eretz Yisrael. They weren't supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael immediately. Remember, Hashem said he was going to, because Shema Yarba Alecha Chayes Hazada. It'd be too dangerous to just... And they were too small. We're going to forget dangerous. They were too small to take over the whole country, to live in every part of the country at once. There weren't enough of them. So they had to figure out where to live, right? You got to pick a place. You know, if you have this huge, you know, swath of land and not that many people, so you got to figure out, okay, which place am I going to live? He thought that's what they were sending the spies about. That's what the Sfarno understands. I thought it would be a good idea, so you could see what's a good city to live in. Look at what they said here. It says, you all came to me in Patzik Chav Beis. He said, they'll spy out the land. They'll tell us the way to go up. And the cities to go to them. Meaning they were just picking to see, am I going to live in Chicago or Miami or New York? They just wanted to know. Not that they were afraid God wouldn't let them conquer the land, but they just wanted to know. Let's see what's a good place to live. That's how the Sfarno explains it. And again, especially since Hashem told them it was going to be conquered slowly, not immediately. Okay, next. Then they said, when the spies came back, we're not going to be able to conquer it. And they say that it was really Besinas Hashem Osanu. He said, Hashem, because he hated us, he took us out of Mitzrayim to let us get killed by the Amori. Now, the Sfarno points out how, you know, this is ridiculous. The Sfarno has said, and he said before, that they thought that because the Jews thought because they served Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, Hashem had taken them out to the desert to kill them. That was what they thought. But he says that's the next, you know, a few psukim later, it says, Hashem said he was going to fight the wars for you. And Lamadav Vamidbar Sharisa Sharnasacha Shemakecha Sharisa Isha Spinom Chaldech Shalachtem Adbachem Nokamaseh. And you don't believe. So that pasuk was addressing their concerns. If you think Hashem took you out in the midbar to kill you from by the Amoris, he didn't have to do that. You know, the second you walk in the midbar, you'd have been dead. The snakes and the scorpions and the water and food and all that, you'd have been dead right away. If Hashem wanted to kill you, you would have been long dead. So rather, that's they shouldn't have been thinking that. So anyway, I mean, as we know, the Jews got punished that they could not go into Eretz Yisrael in that generation. And in pasuk Lamed Zayin, it says that Kalev ben Yefune and Yeshua was going to go in, Kalev ben Yefune was going to go in, and in Lamed Zayin it says, Gam bihi sanaf Hashem beglacham. Hashem also got mad at me, saying, you also can't go in. Now, what does that have to do with it? Moshe, because of the Miraglim, because of you, Hashem got mad at me. What do you mean? What does that even mean? Moshe didn't go to Eretz Yisrael because Hashem was mad at the Jews? So the Sfarno says, yeah. Meaning Hashem wanted to do this punishment to them, and that they wouldn't go themselves, and that they're, like he said, that they said that their kids would be Lavaziyu. and in Tehillim it says, Vayis, in Tehillim, and it describes this story, Tehillim Perkufav, it's Pesach Havav, it says, Vayis Yodu Lahem Lahapil Asam Bamidber Lahapil Zaram Bagoyim Lazarusim Barotzos. Hashem was going to do what they said, that they were going to spread all over the place. But Hashem didn't. Okay. But because Moshe didn't go into them with Israel, so it made it that the Gzer was worse on them, and eventually there would be a Gullus. There would be Tisha B'Av. There would be all kinds of terrible stuff that would happen to them. It's all because Moshe didn't go in with them to Israel. Had he gone in with them, I guess his chus would have stopped it. I can't explain it, tell you for sure what he means by that. But he says, had Moshe gone with him to Eretz Yisrael, then this gzera the gulluses we would have had, those wouldn't happen, at least not in the same way. But because Hashem was angry at the Jews and wanted to do this gzera with them, it had to be that Moshe wouldn't go over. Okay. Now, Klal Yisrael tried to do tshuva, but Hashem didn't listen to their tshuva, so the Sfarno explains, because they only did it out of yira. It was only out of fear, and therefore their tshuva did not help them in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Haba, sounds like it did, but Olam Hazeh did not help because it was only tshuva meyira. Then at the end of the parsha, it talks about how Hashem had the Amim were destroyed by Moab, and they were really scary, as their name sounds like. and it talks about how Moab and Ammon got their lands, and Edom got his lands. They all got them, but Shalom b'derech hatava. They beat out much stronger armies. And the pasuk's telling you this because this was part of Hashem's promise of being. Well, by Esav is because they were Bnei Avraham, and here was a real matana to Lot, I think, from my understanding, because he was connected to Avraham. It was a matana, so they won their lands al derech neis, and therefore it should not be taken from them. Okay, that's it.